This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. China announced that it was banning all commerce in ivory by the end of 2017, a move that would shut down the world's largest ivory market and could deal a critical blow to the practice of elephant poaching in Africa. In a surprise, Russia's President Putin announced that he would not expel U.S. diplomats in response to Obama's sanctions. Shanghai Municipal Education Commission has summoned the principals of 21 local private schools to explain draft regulations that would restrict international programs in grades 1 through 9, the years of compulsory education in China. The commission accused the schools of replacing the officially mandated curriculum, which includes classes in political ideology, and of infringing on China's education sovereignty. Best political ad of 2016 may have been Sanders' American ad that made spot checks raters the happiest and the most hopeful. Nearly 80% of the viewers said the ad made them at least a little bit happy and hopeful in the week it debuted, including over half of the Republicans who saw it. OMICS International is a leader in the growing business of academic publication and academic conference fraud. It has created scores of journals that mimic the look and feel of traditional scholarly publications, but without the integrity. This year, the Federal Trade Commission formally charged OMICS with deceiving academics and researchers about the nature of its publications and hiding publication fees ranging from hundreds to thousands of dollars. In a second courtroom setback in recent days for Republican leaders in North Carolina, a judge has temporarily blocked a state elections board overhaul that had been condemned as a partisan diminishing of executive power for the newly elected Democratic governor. The most prominent of the cyber criminal suspects designated in the sanctions announced by the Obama administration was Yevgeny M. Bogachev, who the Treasury Department said was a developer of malicious software. One product called Zeus was used to steal bank account information, while another, CryptoLocker, scrambled the system of victims until they paid a ransom, according to the Treasury Department. The sanction notice said Bogachev has stolen over $100 million from the American companies and government agencies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about issues and actions that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.